Reven Sal Shlita says a beautiful, simple idea that Noach, his chesed in the Teva, is a tikkun. It's a way in which the world needs to fix the averos of Hamas, people taking from each other. Last week, we focused on the avera of the Dor HaFlaga. And we described in theological terms the Avera of the Dor HaFlaga. If we would summarize it in two words, it was self-absorption. The perspective in which the world revolves around me, and of course, God's world, I have to understand. Somehow in Parshas Lech Lecha, I would like to argue tonight, there is Chamas, there is the Tikkun of Noach, there is the sin of the Dor HaFlaga, and then comes, as the Rambam describes, the Amud HaOlam, the pillar of the world, Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu, some ways that are obvious, and some ways that are, I think, quite deep, Avram Avinu is Mesaken. He fixes the self-absorption of the Dor HaFlaga. To understand the omic of what Avram Avinu is doing, the depth, I want to share with you a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Pei Dalet on the days. It's a simple Gemara at first glance. Ask a couple of questions, then share with you a beautiful yesod that I heard about this Gemara, and then bring it down to our daily lives. The Gemara describes, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Toiv ish choyneinu malve yichal kol dvar ba-mishpat, La'olam yoichal adam v'yishte pachos mimashi yeshlo. A person should spend less money, despite what he has, on what he eats and drinks. Straightforward, because you shouldn't indulge in gashmias. V'yalbish v'yiskase b'mashi yeshlo. And you should dress yourself with the money that's appropriate to what you have. Here's the critical line. V'yichabed ishto ubanov yoyser mimash yeshlo. But you should give honor to your wife and children more than you're able to afford. Shehein tzluyim boy, because they, your wife and your children, are dependent on you. V'hu talui b'misho amar v'ayo olam. And you are dependent on the one who created the world. Now this Gemara is quite striking. First of all, what does the Gemara mean? That you're supposed to spend beyond your means for your wife and your children. Number one. Number two, what does the Gemara mean? That they are dependent on you, and you are dependent b'misha amar v'ayo olam, and therefore you should spend even more. For that matter, you're also dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your food and for your garments as well. According to the Ogur, Tzarechiyu number 3, Tefillah really begins with the words Baruch She'amar. To the point that the Ogur said that we should not follow the minig of Ashkenaz and start with Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, but rather Tefillah starts with Baruch She'amar. Baruch She'amar is the Tefillah, the blessing that introduces Psukei Dezimra. So what come out is the first words we say are in Tefillah are Baruch She'amar, blessed are you God, V'aya Olam, and the world came into being. Why does Tefillah start like that? Three questions. I heard from Rav Moshe Willig, Rav Mordechai Willig's son, an amazingly simple idea to explain this Gemara, and Rabosai, I think with this, worlds will explode. Rav Moshe Willig was masbir, this Gemara, that God gives blessing into the world in two different ways. One, in two positive ways. One is that there are some people who come with a utensil, good people, and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you to fill it up with Shefa and Bracha. And then there's somebody else who doesn't come with a utensil, but he comes with a pipe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the utensil as much as the utensil deserves. At a certain moment, it stops. It's full. A pipe has the ability to bring Shefa and Bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop. My HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, for us, there's only a certain amount that we need. And when it comes to Gashmias, it should be limited. But if we're passing it on to our wife and our children and others in the world, then it doesn't stop. Then you could spend Yoser Mimashi Yeshlo. That's what the Gemara in Saita and Av Yudam Beis tells us is what Avram Avinu revealed to the world. It's a famous Gemara. Avram Avinu said, come. He invited guests and he said, eat and enjoy. And then what does the Gemara describe? Amar lohem. V'chi mishaliach altem? Did you eat that which is mine? Mishel elokei oylam achaltem. You ate that which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Avram Avinu is the first one who comes to believe in God, even though man had encountered God because it's a different belief. Noach speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Avram Avinu's encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entirely different. Avram Avinu is the first one that realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and has a plan for every single human being. And our role is to be a tzinor, is to be a pipe, to bring it to the rest of the world. And therefore Avram Avinu says, Mishaliach altem? I am just a tzinor to bring it to you, I'm just that pipe. And of course that is the tikkun of the Avera, the Dar HaFlaga. The Dar HaFlaga that we described last week as a generation that was entirely absorbed with itself. Avram Avinu's recognition that there is a God in the world and my job is to take the Shefa and Bracha and share it with everybody else. Ultimately, that is the tikkun. Self-absorption is a tremendous challenge. It shortens life. Some people make the mistake and they think that it lengthens life. They say that there was a lawyer that passed away and went to heaven. And when he gets up to heaven, the angel says, my goodness, it's been a long time since a person who was 130 years old came up after he died. The lawyer says, what are you talking about? I died before the age of 60. The angel says, according to your billing hours, you're 130 years old. Rav Moshe Willig said that there are some people who are larger than life. People who are larger than life are people who take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha and they become larger to it because the bracha streams ad ein sof. And then there's the exact opposite. There's the lawyer over here who's actually smaller than life. They take advantage of others. And then upstairs, their life is very different than their billing hours. Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Zal Shlita just today said from his father-in-law, Chaim Zev Finkel, he said the difference between the chesed of Avram and Noach, this was after, I was so thrilled because my Rebbe said after I had prepared what I was going to say today. He said the difference between the chesed of Avram and Noach is that Noach gave people what they needed. And Avram Avinu gave because he wanted to give them. Notice the end of the Gemara in Saitan Daf Yud Amud Beis. What are the words of the end of the Gemara? Come, let us now thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realize where all the source of bracha is from. L'mi sha'amar v'haya olam. The same lashon in the Gemara in Chulin Pei Dalet Amud Beis. And that's why L'ni Azayti Tefillah starts this way. Baruch sha'amar v'haya olam is the realization that the world doesn't start with me, the world doesn't revolve around me, that I could be, yes, a good Jew, and be mekabel the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I could be in the Lashon of Rav Moshe Willig, larger than life. And I become larger than life when I am a tzinor. And then, ultimately, there's so much more shefa and bracha that's passed through us. This past week, I'm sure you're all aware, so much of Klal Yisrael is mourning over a woman who didn't have any official position. But she was a legend. Rebbetzin Machlis. Schusa Yogain Alein. Some of you have been to her home. I can't imagine that there aren't people who weren't there. The home is one of the most simple places that you ever see, even in by standards of Malas Dafne Yerushalayim. Do you know how much a Shabbos there costs? $2,500. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year went through the Tzinor of Rebbetzin Machlis, but not a single penny touched her. She left this world without owning a single thing. Moshe Machlis, her son, her oldest son, at the Levaya said that when he got married, his wife, his mother told him, do everything you can to sit and learn, and I'll do everything I can to make sure that you listen and learn. I'll sell everything I have. He said, Mommy, you don't have anything. She stopped and she said, you're right. I'll sell my diamond ring. He said, there's someone borrowed it 20 years ago and still hasn't given it back. There are some people who become larger than life because they have this midah of Avraham Avinu, and it starts with emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world doesn't revolve around me, but I could do tremendous things if I'm not a kli, but I'm a tzinor. There are some people who can't sleep at night because they owe money. There's another legend in Klal Yisrael. He was a tremendous builder of Torah in the Mizrahi world. His name is Rav Aryeh Bina. Nativ Aryeh is named after him. Rav Aryeh Bina used to say, I can't fall asleep at night if I don't owe money for Torah. If I haven't borrowed money for Torah and Chesed. He was a tzinor. He was a pipe funneling all of his energies and all the resources that he could possibly have to build Torah and Chesed. Rav Moshe Willits shared an amazing vort about from Chacham Avadia Zatzal. Chacham Avadia was bothered about a minig among Svardim. My Rebbe's Lashon is very meduyak. If you look in the B'Yitzchak Yikar, Nevinzal writes, Ashkenazim kedai lomar boire pri hagofen, with a comma. And according to Digduk, if Geffen appears at the end of the word, it should be Goffen. But Sfardim never had that custom. Chacham Avadi was bothered that in Digduk, it should not be that way. It should be Bore Pri HaGoffen. Yet Sfardim say HaGeffen or HaGeffen. And Chacham Avadi said this amazing word. He said, what is wine supposed to be used for according to Torah? Wine is supposed to be used for kos shel bracha. A kos shel bracha is a kos that you make a bracha on, it has a special schus and you share it with others. Said Chacham Avadia, the bracha on a geffen, on wine, the last word is not geffen, it's amen. You know why? Because the bracha is for to give to everybody else. In ve'agefen, the role of the gefen is to give off and to share, not to hold on to yourself. So the bracha ends not with agefen, but what everybody else says on me. Kach omrim b'shem chacham avadia, zatzal. V'yofel mish omro. If there's anybody that epitomizes, it's Chacham Avadia himself. I heard in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman, who Reb Shlomo Zalman devoted his life to Klal Yisrael. He was once talking to somebody, why is it that Chacham Avadia was merited a Kavod HaTorah, a Malchut Shebetorah, that probably was unparalleled in the history of the modern history of the Jewish people? When was there a Levaya in the last 2,000 years of 800,000 people? This Rav Shlomo Zalman said more than 20 years ago, before his Levaya, of only 300,000 people. And he said, because many of us of that generation learned together in a famous Kol Yerushalayim Tzvi Pesach Frank. I learned with Rav Yashiv there, Chacham Avadia learned there, said Rav Shlomo Zalman. And all of us learned with tremendous hasmada. And at night, there were heavy bechinas, we used to chazer.
when most of us were wrapping up our learning, Chacham Avadya's day was just starting. Because that's when he used to run from shul to shul in the Bukharian section, learning with the Balabatim, telling them simple mashalim, telling them jokes, telling them musarim, growing together. And he said, that is the schus that Chacham Avadya had. Because he was a tzinar of Torah that Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Now, I can tell you, Rav Shlomo Zalman's devoted to Chai Yisrael. I spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman the year before he passed away. He was, by then, very worn down. Came into his house during his break, and he was makabel. There must have been 20 people there to save Panim Yafos, but according to his own testimony, it was nothing compared to what Chacham Avadya did. Let's go a little bit deeper. Our Rebbe contrasted Noach and Avram from his father-in-law. What happens when Noach leaves the Teva? What I'm saying now is no longer inspiration. Here comes the Musa. Noach sins. Notice, what does he sin with? The Geffen. Amen? No Amen? Noach sins with the Geffen. In the past, we've emphasized the expression, according to Rabbi Akiva Tatz, Nichnas Yayin, when the wine goes in, Yatza Sod. Simple meaning of the Gemara is the secrets come out. Rabbi Tatz suggested of deeper understanding. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael is the ability to take that Geffen, to take wine, that the rest of the world uses as our vice, that our cousins were murdering us in the streets of Eretz Yisrael, that they have to prohibit because they don't know how to take materialism and turn it into spirituality, and you see what the result is. The secret of Klal Yisrael is that we're able to take what the rest of the world uses for Avera and be able to raise it up. An individual who doesn't look at himself as a tzinar, as a pipe, to deliver the Shefa and the Bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's only a Makabel, he might be a good person, he might be a Noach, he might be a Baal Chesed, but at the end of the day, the odds are that the Gashmius is going to get stuck. It's going to get stuck in you. And then the Yayin could become vice. Then the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, who reject human sexuality, who reject alcohol, they might be right. But as B'nai Avram, true B'nai Avram Avinu, we have the ability to be able to funnel that Gashmius, enjoy that Gashmius, on one condition. That you're a tzinor. That you're a pipe for the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach, who doesn't internalize this, Avram Avinu is the tikkun of the Dor HaFloga. Avram is the advancement of the chesed of Noach. That's the message of Lemisha Amar V'Yolam. And therefore I end with a question. I'm not going to ask you how you're learning. I'm not going to even ask you what type of chesed you're doing. I want to ask you tonight, when you looked at your supper, did you see your supper as the opportunity to be a tzinor, a pipe of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu shefa and bracha to the world? When you pulled out your wallet and you saw how much money you had, did you ask yourself, how is this a tzinor, a pipe of bringing goodness to the world? One of my Talmidim told me that Rebbe Tzimachlis asked her children, you have $100, you give 10 for Meiser, right? How much do you have left? Child said 90. She said, no, you have 10. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Siyata D'Shemaya. We're not going to become giants like the Silver Knight. But it's a perspective. Bechinas Avram Avinu. Every single one of us could open up a little bit of a hole in that cleat to become a tzinor, and be'ez Hashem b'nikadosh Shem Shemayim, and to be zocha to truly be B'nai Avram Avinu.